What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 1st of April. However, it is not N-O-T, not an April Fool's Day joke. Man arraigned on charges of terminating his wife and shooting his teen stepson. Well, gentlemen, it looks like we can put this in the subcategory of when the stepdaddy simp snaps. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Now, this is a very lengthy article where they try so much to paint this woman in a positive light. So yeah, whatever made this dude snap, yeah, it must have been something really damn big. So of course, I'm gonna shorten it for time. As a registered nurse, Chastity T. Jackson dedicated her life to helping others and easing their pain. Yeah, gentlemen, right out of the gate. You know what I always say when it comes to situations like this. The more positive that they try to paint the woman, more than likely, the darker secret she held that more than likely the man who put the mask on found out about. In her off time, she made her Bridgeport Township house a hub for her 5 children and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. A registered nurse since 2014, Chastity was just months away from earning her degree as a geriatric nurse practitioner when she was offlined in her home, allegedly by her estranged husband. Estranged husband. Well, I think we can pretty much put the nail exactly where it needs to be on what more than likely drove this man to put the mask on. When her 17-year-old son tried intervening to save her, his stepfather shot him once as well, before running to a car and driving out of state, police allege. So, the son husband got popped as well. After spending a few nights in an Ohio jail, the accused terminator has been returned to Saginaw County to face a dozen criminal charges. Bryant A. Brown, 42, on April 1st, appeared before Saginaw County District Judge M. Randall Jurens for arraignment on a single count of open termination, assault with intent to terminate, felon in possession of a firearm, and felon in possession of ammunition. 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, and 6 counts of felony firearm possession. Wow! Just wow! This woman really knew how to pick them. We're going to go into that later. Just before 8 a.m. on March 28th, Chastity Jackson's 11-year-old daughter called 911 to report her mother had been shot three times inside their home at 3509 Studer Road. Not long after, a neighbor called 911 to report Jackson's 17-year-old son, who was at her door holding his stomach and seeking help. Chastity was deleted when police arrived, her shooter having fled. She and Brown had apparently argued about their looming divorce. There you go, gentlemen. That's the nail. When Brown eventually drew a pistol, police said Jackson's son was wounded as he tried intervening. In a bond recommendation, prosecutors wrote Brown, quote unquote, brutally terminated his ex-wife. See, they were wrong right there. They were still legally married, just estranged. In front of her, it should have been their children. Once again, doing what needs to be done to paint the man as the monster. Police in Bowling Green, Ohio, pulled over Brown after about 4 hours after the shooting and arrested him without incident. Saginaw County Assistant Prosecutor Blair N. Stevenson asked Judge Jurens to deny granting Brown bond, saying he already proved himself a flight risk by being arrested in Ohio. He also cited Brown's 22 criminal convictions, at least 5 of which were for domestic violation, and his habit of failing to make court appearances. Chastity Jackson's wounded son remains in intensive care as of Monday. His grandmother and great aunt said, notice, as always, there are no men around to talk about this. But of course, as expected in the American Black community, which we're going to go into later, her other children, ages 2, 4, 11, and 13, are with relatives, the two youngest being fathered by Brown. Chastity Jackson didn't spill too much about the problems between her and her spouse. In January, she filed for divorce from Brown with a custody hearing regarding their children set for May. The same day, Brown was arraigned on a 5-year felony count of third offense, domestic violation, Jackson being listed as the victim. Freed on bond, Brown was initially allowed to have peaceable contact with Jackson, according to court records. Well. Boy, gentlemen, this right here is the American Black community in a nutshell. What do I mean? This right here, gentlemen, is the scenario that far, far too many American Black women find themselves in. And it comes down to one single word. And thank you to our esteemed brother, the Lion of MGTOW, for bringing this word to the forefront here in the space. That word, gentlemen, hybristophilia. That's right. Women who find themselves attracted to and falling in love, quote unquote, with criminal men. Yep. You see that far too much in the American Black community. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 55. And for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give this a 30 since he popped the son husband as well. So Brian, blast him up, Brown gets a score of 100. Now, what did I mean by this is a typical American Black community scenario? All right, let's go ahead and take the woman. First off, she's a nurse. We all know the reputation of nurses, especially yours truly. So I can 100% say, yes, nurses are some of the most untrustworthy women to ever walk the planet. Yeah. Second, she already had 3 kids when she obviously met this man. Third, hebristophilia. Oh yeah. Of all the men that she could have picked, well, correction, she couldn't pick the men. Why? Because the good, hardworking, upstanding Black man is often ignored. And guess what? More and more of those good Black men are saying no to single mothers. So, she kind of does have a pick. However, her pickings were extremely slim. Now, let's go to the guy. Mr. Brown, a straight up felon. Now, we know felons are always down bad, which makes them easy pickings for the vast majority of American Black women. Why? Because she can exert control over him. Oh, yeah. She had 2 kids with him. Guess what? Divorce? Yeah. She praying mantised him. Think about it. A felon having to pay child support for at least 4 kids? And more than likely, alimony too? Oh yeah, this guy had no chance. A cell was going to be in his future no matter what he did. Can't pay the child support, can't pay the alimony, guess what? Back to jail you go. Oh, guess what? You decide that you're gonna actually try to step up and impose your will onto her, guess what? I'm going to call them people on you. Back to jail. Yeah, this guy had no chance. But I'm not excusing this criminal behavior because guess what? Those are decisions that he made that he had to pay for. The simple fact of the matter was she wanted a man she could control. This is why so many Black women, unfortunately, practice hebristophilia. Because they know good and damn well, a felon, a jailbird, a man that's compromised, shout out to BGS Itmore for that term, a compromised Black man is a Black man that can be controlled. He can be constrained. He can't get a passport. He can't leave. He can't even date outside of Black America. And guess what? Far too many Black women want it just that damn way. Yeah. Speaking of dating outside of Black America, I was asked my opinion on the whole Japan thing. Now, of course, I'm definitely going to do a video on that because at first I thought it was the article back in 2018. However, it was updated. Now, one thing that you need to listen to when you listen to Tasha K's breakdown of this, how she speaks, That woman literally speaks like black women own black men. Yeah, I'm definitely going to talk about that Monday. But back to this story. Yes, far too many American black women, they want control over the American black man more than anything. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you black women out there, you need to understand this and understand it crystal clear. Far too many of you keep playing this dangerous game of, oh, I'm not going to grow up and actually be a good woman. That way a good black man will pick me. Oh, no, I'm going to continue to be the queen of the shit pile and keep the black community in its absolutely high school minded state. But all in all, black woman, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have, which we all know is socially engineered, excuse me, at best, is going out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, is going out right along with it. And guess what? They're leaving you behind. You boasted their numbers, which is exactly what you were meant to do. However, your fervent misandry will come to ahead one day. Trust me, once Big Daddy government has decided that they've had enough of you, yeah, that will be your day of reckoning. Ultimately, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.